Sunshine today. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
You're waking up to 44 degrees in our nation's capital, brought to you by Dulles Glass. For all your glass, mirror, and shower door needs, visit DullesGlass.com. Dulles Glass. Love your glass. It's 359.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Friday morning, April 26th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up this early 4 a.m. hour Friday on WTOP, protesters at GW University set up an encampment in support of the people of Gaza. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels is now this morning a Washington Commander picked second overall in the NFL draft.
A strict curfew announced for one of the busiest parts of Prince George's and National Harbor. I'm John Doman.
Police in Montgomery County say the data on drones as crime-fighting tools continues to be encouraging. I'm Kate Ryan.
Asian stocks higher across the board this morning. Wall Street begins on a down note. Good morning. It's 4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker, is expected back on the stand today for cross-examination in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. CBS's Robert Costa reports.
Pecker testified that he, longtime Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, and Trump had an agreement to make sure stories offered by Karen McDougal, a model, never made it into any tabloid publication. He also testified about early discussions over Stormy Daniels' allegations about her alleged sexual encounter with Trump.
New York's highest court has overturned the 2020 rape conviction of Harvey Weinstein. Criminal defense attorney Julie Rendleman explains why.
What their finding was that all of the various acts that came in, the sexual acts, the misconduct that came in, that were outside of the actual crimes of which he was charged, that the judge went too far in allowing each of those pieces of evidence in.
A paramedic found guilty of criminally negligent homicide in the death of Elijah McClain in Colorado will be sentenced Friday. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This is one of those tragic deaths that contributed to the Black Lives Matter movement back in 2020. A black man was stopped by the police and ended up dead at the hands of paramedics whose job it is to keep people alive. The drug they injected him with ultimately killed him.
He could face up to 3 years in prison. There were more protests at college campuses across the country over the Israel-Hamas war. Police made at least 22 arrests at Emory College in Atlanta. WSB reporter Jonathan O'Brien was there.
Police fire pepper balls to subdue and disperse dozens of protesters on campus. Professor Pamela Scully looking on.
I think it's outrageous that universities across America are calling police on students who are exercising their academic freedom to offer opinion.
Police taking the demonstrators and even several professors into custody.
The Pentagon says U.S. troops have started building a floating dock off the coast of Gaza to bring in supplies. Correspondent David Martin.
Relief supplies will be delivered to the dock by ship and then transferred by smaller vessels to a causeway where they will be trucked ashore into Gaza for distribution by aid organizations. U.S. officials say they expect the operation to begin in the first week of May, delivering 90 truckloads of supplies a day and building up to 150 a day.
Two astronauts have arrived at Florida's Space Coast to get ready for the first launch of humans on board Boeing's Starliner on top of a rocket. Liftoff is scheduled for May 6th after years of delays and setbacks. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
WTOP at 4:03. Good Friday morning, April 26, 2024. Welcome in. It'll be mostly sunny, nice today, a little chilly, 62 to 67 for the high, says Veronica. You're waking up to 44 in Washington right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We do indeed thank you for taking us along for your early 4 a.m. hour Friday morning ride. We begin with hundreds of students and faculty from schools across the region gathering at the campus of George Washington University on Thursday, yesterday, to protest against the war in Gaza. While university leadership said the encampment of people would need to be out by 7 p.m. last night, Thursday night, we hear this morning the protesters are still out there Friday morning. 7 News reporter Carl Willis says the crowd has been thinning out some, but the university still intends to clear out the encampment eventually.
It sounds like their intention is to clear it out at some point, but I think they were being rather measured and trying to avoid the wrong kind of optics at this point, as we've seen across the country, Northeastern and USC, Because at one point, officers were lined up about a block away, and we did see some metal barricades come in at one point. But just as quickly as they came in, they were carried back off. And again, that message came out right around 8 o'clock saying that they're still cooperating with D.C. police. They're still watching, and that this is unauthorized, and it violates several policies.
Keep it here on WTOP as we bring you the latest on this developing situation. Friday morning, WTOP at 4:04. The Washington Commanders now have a new quarterback Friday morning. The burgundy and gold took LSU quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels with his second overall pick in the NFL draft. Here's WTOP Sports Director and Commanders beat reporter George Wallace Friday morning.
I think this is a pick that it seems like a lot of people had him as the second best, or some even had him as the best overall player in this draft. So a quarterback that Washington is getting, and I know, you know, it's people are hesitant. You know, that 2012, they took Robert Griffin III, Heisman Trophy winner. But keep in mind, this organization was in a lot different place than it is right now. Daniel seems very excited to get going.
D.C. native and USC quarterback Caleb Williams went number one overall to the Chicago Bears. WTOP at 4:05, a scuffle involving hundreds of teens locally at National Harbor a week ago, last weekend, has moved Prince George's County Police and leaders to take action here. Now, starting later today, this Friday, as we've been reporting this week on WTOP, an emergency curfew is about to be reinstated in the area pending new legislation from the City Council. WTOP's John Doman this morning.
At least through the weekend, anyone 16 or under will have to be accompanied by a parent or guardian from 5 p.m. until 6 a.m. the next morning under an emergency declaration from County Executive Angela Alsobrooks.
National Harbor creates millions of dollars in tax revenue for Maryland and creates many more opportunities for our residents. But as a result of this unruly behavior, some National Harbor businesses have been forced to close early.
If we encounter any unaccompanied minor,
Police Chief Malik Aziz,
officers will talk to them to see if they fall under one of the exceptions, and if not, officers will work to contact their parents and our guardians to have the child picked up if necessary.
At National Harbor, John Dome in WTOP News.
WTOP at 4:06. 21 D.C. officers will be out of a job later this month. The spokesman for the department says that includes apparently a dozen senior officers who will not have their contracts renewed. Those officers retired from the department but then returned. The department is pointing to a 2022 law passed by the D.C. Council banning police from appointing officers who have any serious misconduct in their background. The D.C. Police Union is calling it the worst piece of public safety legislation the D.C. Council has ever passed. The union says this morning some of the officers' personnel matters go back more than 20 years. It's 4:07 on WTOP Friday. Montgomery County Police hope to expand the use of a program now that deploys drones to respond to calls for service. As WTOP's Kate Ryan reports, police say this latest data shows the drones are speedy and help de-escalate in some cases.
The two drones, as first responders in use in Montgomery County, operate out of downtown Silver Spring and Wheaton. The average response time hovers around 1 minute, lower in cases when the drones are first on the scene. And Montgomery County Police Captain Jason Coquinos says in one case, they got a call.
Hey, this guy is gesturing like he has a handgun.
They deployed the drone as first responder for a closer look.
We were able to zoom in and see it was a cell phone, and he was actually scrolling through social media and then pointing it at people again.
Police were sent to the scene, but the drone had, in effect, already de-escalated things. There are hopes to expand the program to the Gaithersburg-Germantown area. The county executive's proposed budget includes more funding for the program. That budget is under review by the county council. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Good Friday morning. Welcome in to WTOP. It's April 26th.
Good morning. You're with WTOP, Van Dean Lane.
At 4:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son. Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, good morning to Ken Berger with us in the WTOP Traffic Center this morning.
Thank you, Dean. Good morning, everyone. If you're heading out of Washington using 95 to head north, be prepared. We have reports of a jackknife tractor trailer northbound 95 near Maryland 32 in Howard County. That's Patuxent Parkway. They tell us the three right lanes are blocked. Not currently seeing any major delays past this scene, but traffic getting by on the far left side. Just be prepared for closures along the far right side. Again, northbound 95 near 32 in Howard County. The good news at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, the overnight roadwork has ended on the eastbound span. Van. That is now open. However, we still have the far right lane only available on the westbound span. So as you make your way between Kent Island back to Sandy Point, just stay over to the far right side. But a light volume at the Bay Bridge, so not seeing any major delays as they work the process to get the bridge back to its usual configuration in time for rush hour this morning. In Virginia, still dealing with the road work that is between Dale City and Neabsco. The road work along the far right side at various points between Dale Boulevard and Dumfries Road, but not seeing any major delays. So this is over by the Dale City truck-only rest area. Northbound 95 between Plank Road and the Rappahannock River. Two right lanes are blocked, and as you cross over the Rappahannock or cross up to Warrenton Road, you will find that the right lane only is blocked, and this closure continues to Centerport Parkway. If you're looking for a carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Get ready for a fantastic Friday, moving back to sunshine for later on this Friday. Right now, skies are partly cloudy and temperatures will be starting out between 40 and 48 degrees. We'll get up to about 62 to 65 degrees. Again, more sunshine expected for today. And then clouds back on Saturday with a chance of showers starting late morning and going into mid-afternoon. We'll have temperatures Saturday between 60 and 65 degrees and in the 80s on Sunday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson at the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, we're at 43 Tysons, 40 Waldorf. It's 47 Lafond Plaza, 44 and holding in our nation's capital. Brought to you this 4 a.m. hour, Friday morning, April 26th on WTOP. By Long Fence, save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP at 410, where we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past each hour. Jeff Claybaugh is with us Friday morning.
Economic growth slowed to a nearly two-year low in the first quarter, sending the market sharply lower in Thursday session. The Dow finished the day down 375 points. That was 1%. The National Association of Realtors says home prices will rise 1.8% this year and another 1.8% next. Chipotle is telling its workers not to put chicken on their staff meals because of a shortage in customer demand. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Overseas, Asian stocks higher across the board. The Nikkei is up by 306 points. The Kospi is up 28 points. The Hang Seng is up 387, and the Shanghai is up by almost 36 points. Good morning. Glad you're with us. 4:11 on WTOP.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
This is John Littell, Virginia's Secretary of Health and Human Resources. Every Virginia family should know about the comprehensive end-of-life hospice benefit, usually available at no cost and accessible statewide. To learn more today, go to virginiahospicecare.org.
I am Steve Cohn at Capital Caring Health. As Secretary Littell mentions, hospice care for patients and their families is almost always free, provided by us and seven other nonprofit hospice providers across the state. Learn more at virginiahospicecare.org.
It's a beautiful morning. You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
Catch your breath. We've got a race for you. Join us for the first ever May the 4th Be With You Star Wars themed edition of Run the Greenway 10K, 5K, and Kids Fun Run on May 4th. Get ready to run with your favorite Star Wars characters and enjoy a fun-filled event for the whole family. May the Force be with you. Register at DulleGreenway.com. That's DulleGreenway.com to learn more and register today.
My dad was my hero. I wanted to do something to help people just like he did. A few years ago, he was diagnosed with cancer from doing search and recovery at Ground Zero in the aftermath of 9/11. I was holding his hand when he took his last breath. I didn't want to let him go.
First Responders Children's Foundation gave me a scholarship that changed my life. I'm a nurse now.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
This is WTOP News.
Some mixed numbers on the state of the nation's economy this morning. The Commerce Department says the total output of goods and services slowed down considerably in the first quarter of this year. But consumer spending is still considered strong, and so is the job market. flesh this out. This morning, we turn to Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com, on WTOP to discuss the GDP numbers for the first quarter of this year.
We need to acknowledge that coming into the beginning of this year, the U.S. economy had been on a very robust run with respect to growth. And so one could say that was unsustainable. So surprise, surprise, it was not sustained. And so we delivered essentially an annualized growth rate of 1.6% in the first 3 months of this year. And that really is in line with what the expectations for that quarter was as we came into the year. It's only that expectations had been rising as we got deeper into the quarter. That compares with an annualized growth rate of about 3.5% in the fourth quarter of last year. And we had a couple of things that subtracted from the calculations here, which shouldn't be of great concern to any of us, really. One was a rise in inventories, so that is a subtraction from GDP. And we also had more imports. And so the good news is that business spending accelerated in the latest quarter compared to the previous one, and consumer spending, which had been robust, simply cooled a little bit.
But consumers are still spending money despite the stubborn inflation. What's going on with that?
Consumers generally have to spend, and they've been spending at a rate that's essentially been above the inflation rate of late. And part of the reason for that is the very solid job market. And we've had unemployment below 4% for more than 2 years, longest stretch since the 1960s. We have a lot of tailwinds propelling us forward from a variety of federal initiatives, including the CHIPS Act, the Inflation Reduction Act. There's a price to be paid for that in debt and deficits. That's another conversation. But the U.S. economy is still the strongest performer among the advanced economies in the world, a point that was reinforced by the International Monetary Fund in the last week.
When we have you on, we can't not ask about interest rates.
You want me to ask the question and answer?
Yeah. It feels like we're a broken record every time we have you on, right?
Right. So we do have a Fed meeting. It's a week from yesterday. So we'll have another announcement from our friends at the Federal Reserve. And they're not expected to change interest rates there. And as we've had more persistent inflation data, we're pushing the timeline deeper into the year for the possibility of a rate cut. So we're now thinking more along the lines of one or two rate cuts and perhaps no earlier than September. So we might have no news of a great deal of significance in terms of the rate moves themselves at the forthcoming Fed meetings.
That's Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com on WTOP, talking with Sean and Ann. Quick look at the top stories at TOP we're following for you Friday morning. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses continue to grow from coast to coast, including locally. The Washington Commanders take LSU QB Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick in the NFL draft. And a curfew locally for teens goes into effect later today, this Friday, at the National Harbor in Prince George's County, coming after a huge fight there a week ago, last weekend. More in minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
With just one touch, you can listen live to WTOP on Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Download the WTOP app and choose it from your car's display so you never miss the stories you want to know.
Good news on gas prices.
The local news you need to know.
This just in.
Or the traffic you want to avoid.
Avoid 66 if you can.
WTOP News. Facts matter. On Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Insured by NCUA.
Straight ahead Friday morning on WTOP after traffic and weather.
Several people are dead after separate overnight shootings across D.C. At police headquarters, I'm Scott Gelman.
And on that morning when I wake up,
you're with WTOP and Dean
Step
Lane.
Step into a world of enchantment with the Metropolitan School of the Arts presentation of Coppelia. This charming ballet, perfect for audiences of all ages, unfolds a delightful story of a lifelike doll and a swirl of love, humor, and fantasy. Make it a family outing on April 27th and 28th at the Washington Masonic Memorial in Alexandria, with shows at 12 and 5 p.m. Tickets are available from $22 to $25 at metropolitanarts.org. Experience the joy and whimsy of Coppelia, where dreams come to life.
Good morning. Welcome in. Glad you're with us this morning at 418 on WTOP. Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks. Traffic's first. Let's go to Ken Berger for that in the WTOP Traffic Center this morning.
Thank you, Dean. Northbound 95 in Howard County around exit 38A to heading up to exit 38B for Route 32. We've got a jackknife tractor trailer. It looks like the two right lanes are definitely blocked, and now it looks like they're crowding that far right lane, and now you see police moving over into the far left lane. So it looks like at least one left lane is open as you make your way north on 95 right around 32. Definitely two right lanes are blocked. Remember the move over law, so be sure to move over to that far left lane to avoid the scene. Again, this is a jackknife tractor trailer on the far right side near exit 38B for westbound 32. No major delay, just a bit of a slow roll past this scene, but a light enough IM of traffic, so not seeing any major backups. And then the road work that is in Montgomery County, or was in Montgomery County, the inner loop between the Clara Barton Parkway and River Road has been cleared. All lanes are open, and not seeing any delays now in Maryland, whether in Montgomery County or in Prince George's County. At the Bay Bridge, the road work on the eastbound span has ended, so that, both lanes are open, and they are in the process of reopening all the lanes on the westbound span one at a time, but not seeing any delays either side of Route 50 at the Bay Bridge with a light volume. Marlar Furniture's for sample sale is on for a limited time. Save up to 60% on all furniture plus free delivery. Visit MarlarFurniture.com for locations and hours. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
A chilly start this morning, but at least those clouds have been moving out, and I'm tracking a fantastic Friday because it's going to be mostly sunny later today and feeling a little milder than yesterday. 40 to 48 degrees your early Friday morning. Your afternoon, 62 to 65 degrees, and perfect weather if you have plans for going out this evening. A little on the cool side, but at least it's going to be dry. Tracking mostly cloudy skies and a chance for showers. 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Saturday, we'll have highs around 65 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
You're waking up to 44 degrees, DuPont Circle, 41 Germantown, 44 Annandale. Having dropped a couple, we're down to 42 in our nation's capital. Brought to you this time around on WTOP in the 4 a.m. hour by Gutter Hellman. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever with Gutter Hellman by Lettner Home Solutions. 888-5-HELMET. That's Gutter Hellman, 888-5-HELMET. Check them out. And coming right up this half hour on WTOP.
Remembering the 7 World Central Kitchen workers who died in Gaza.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
This is Kyle Cooper.
WTOP at 421.
Springtime in the Washington region can feel like a TV game show. Is it going to be hot, cold, cloudy, or clear? WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. The closest thing to a sure thing. WTOP, Washington's top news.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
Friday morning, April 26th. Thanks for starting your day with us. Time now is 4:22 on WTOP.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It was a violent Wednesday night midweek across D.C. Police say this morning 3 people were killed, 2 others injured in separate shootings across the city. WTOP's own Scott Gelman is hearing from police this week who say while violent crime numbers are actually down, they're trying to get guns off the streets to avoid another summer crime surge.
There's just way too many guns out here in the streets in the hands of the wrong people.
Here at D.C. Police Headquarters, Commander Kevin Kentish says over about 2 hours Wednesday night into Thursday, there were 3 deadly shootings across the city. One was in Southeast, and police say the others were in the Deanwood and Petworth neighborhoods.
A lot of these cases require video review, so our detectives are still going through video and interviewing witnesses.
Police are still investigating possible motives and gathering information on potential suspects. Kentish explains at least one of the shootings was targeted.
Right now, we have no evidence that they're connected. All 3 are being investigated as independent homicides.
They're planning to put more officers in those areas, but Kentish says they're focusing on getting guns off the street before the weather warms up.
We all need to work together to kind of get this under wraps.
In downtown D.C., Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
And police say this morning 2 people injured in one of those shootings are expected to survive. Let's talk transportation on WTOP Friday morning, specifically Metro. Get ready to pay more for that ride. The transit agency approving its budget now for next year. and will avoid the drastic service cuts it threatened back in December, we're told now. But it is raising fares by 12.5%, as well as freezing wages for Metro employees. In July, the base fare will go up to $2.25. The max will be $6.75. At Thursday's board meeting, member Joe McAndrew called for the region to find a better funding model for Metro.
Not perfect, and until there's an adequate funding source for WMATA long-term, it will never be perfect. So to that point, we've done our bit. We've got ourselves a year, maybe two, but the job's not done.
The budget depends on additional funding commitments from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, with both D.C. and Virginia still needing to approve their own budgets. We turn now to a celebration of life at the National Cathedral for the seven World Central kitchen workers killed in Gaza. Our story from WTOP's Kyle Cooper Friday morning.
Hundreds gathered at the cathedral in celebration of the aid workers, including World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres.
In the worst moments, the best of humanity shows up. Saif, John, Jacob, Somi, Jim, James, and Damien. They were the best of humanity.
He called the seven who died and all who try to ease suffering the light in the darkness. Words of hope from Scripture were also offered by Cardinal Wilton Gregory.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
The seven aid workers were killed in an Israeli army airstrike on their convoy. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
425, here's Mr. Rob Woodward, Friday morning.
The top of the 2024 NFL draft had a lot of local flavor as Caleb Williams became the first D.C. area native to be selected first overall. His Gonzaga College High School teammate Olu Fashanu went 11th overall to the New York Jets, and his Penn State teammate and Quince Orchard grad Chop Robinson is taking his talents to Miami as the 21st overall pick. But the Commanders made Jaden Daniels the second overall pick and the sixth quarterback in the common draft era selected by Washington in the first round. How's it feel to be the face of the franchise in the nation's capital, Jaden?
I'm very confident.